Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
A gunshot.
Rocket launcher.
Let's just start it off. What's your question?
I forgot what we were just talking about.
No, you said you asked Chaz a question. And that was good, but we couldn't dive into it. The last episode.
Might as well start over.
You asked me
I
a question?
Shit.
No, he said.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was are we done yet? I mean, are we doing the second episode?
That was the question.
He's like, I don't know. And I was like,
that was the question that
let's
was
just
text.
End it. Yeah.
Do we have any questions? We haven't done questions in a minute. So if we have any questions in the chat. Oh, y'all wilding in the chat right
what
now.
What about? Was that?
Jesus Christ.
What's happening?
Okay, listen.
The boo dropped off his dick on some way to work.
Okay, this is what happened. I did a video that I already did, but I reposted and it hit this time more. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying, like, ladies got to stop telling dudes you already seen it when it comes to nudes. Like, we want to see it again and again and again. Like, we don't care if it's refurbished. Like, it could be the same. We don't care. And I was like, at this point, why are y'all still asking us? Or why do we have to ask for nudes? Like, y'all know good and damn well. We're visual. We want to see. So the ladies in the chat right now are saying they were sending them out. And it got wild, I guess, at the house. And and dudes took it too far, I guess. Asking to FaceTime.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but so when the girls sent the news,
they
the dudes
sent the news,
like,
and they was
FaceTime.
Like, "Yeah, let's get it cracking." And then one girl said that they end up smashing on the way to work over the nudes. But the nudes, hey man,
I don't think I ever got a nude and was like, "Why'd you send me this?"
Ever? Well, I have, but it was from people I didn't like. I don't know them. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, "What is?"
I might be like, okay, that's interesting.
I didn't
choice.
Say it to them. I said it to my, you know, in my head.
But, yeah, but it's always appreciated.
But if it's somebody you messing with or you know, like, of course they want to see you all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. It never stops wanting to see somebody naked.
The goods.
Yeah, like when it's, you got a shower in front of us and we look every time. Every
you can't
time.
Walk by without me looking at your butt.
It's impossible.
It's like it's, automatic. It's like,
and in fact, all nudes are appreciated. You know. And, you know, it's not like, I think women, one, they're overthinkers, you know, so they're going
to... They be trying to look
too good
the time.
Bro,
you don't,
like,
it don't
we
need
don't
that much.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We don't care. We don't need it dolled up in the makeup. This nigga.
Yeah.
Just go. But then they do it, you know, and y'all rules don't apply the same as ours. Sending unsolicited dick pics... is frowned upon.
That's pedophilia. I mean, that's very creepy.
Creepy.
It's creepy. Unwarranted.
But unsolicited news from a woman is like, oh, this is my lucky day.
For me.
So it's different for y'all. Y'all don't have to announce shit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, half the fun is when you just check it.
You gotta hide it. Hey,
and you gotta hide it.
You gotta see where you are.
Oh, the joy. The joy of it,
the
man.
Turn the volume down.
You behind Stevie Wonder at church.
When I got to respond, should I open this in public? That's great. You already excited. Can I open this? Should I turn the volume up? No. For you, in private, you'd be like, yes. You go in the corner somewhere like a fucking pervert.
Well, at our age, younger people be like, look, hey, look.
Yeah, no,
be like, no, mine's all mine.
Yeah, ooh. Ours is we
excuse
old
me,
now.
Pastor. I'll be right back.
Somebody recently in my comments was like, y'all gonna let that dude call y'all old heads? I was like, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes,
I was like, I'm not gonna get bullied by a generation with emotional support animals and anxiety. Like, you can't even go outside.
And you talking about y'all thing, y'all?
Yeah.
Why they call y'all old heads?
Because Gary was talking about how he masturbates, and they was like, y'all old heads is wild. And I was like, and somebody was like, you gonna let him? I was like, yes, I don't give a fuck.
What age is old Ed?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
Amir, how old are you, Amir?
29. So what's, Amir, what's old to you?
What's old to you? You niggas.
Right. Nah. Because, I mean, I'll be 30 in March. So, okay.
What's the gap?
They be calling me old.
15-year-olds.
Yeah, like, teenagers. Old, like, oh, you an unk, bro.
Yeah. So Keenan just did a video on that. He said, what is an unk?
Because what is an unk, bro?
I guess it's like you.
Is it relative to you?
Kids, it's got to be relative to that person. So when I think of uncles, I'm thinking like my uncles. They're damn near 50 now.
Right.
So like that's uncles. But
so we're big bro.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So that's what I'm going saying. Around it. He's like, you
know, no, because
you know,
no, I wouldn't but, say, but I wouldn't. I
there's
wouldn't call
gap. I understand a 20-year-old calling me that, but in Keenan's video, and you know, we've talked about it before. The point is, it's got to be relative. You can't be 32 calling us unk. Like, nigga, you right
you're
behind
almost,
it.
You're
it
here.
Has to be yeah. a bigger
right.
gap for if a 17-year-old calls me unk, I get it. I could be your father.
Right.
Like, I get it. But if we 5-7 years apart, it's like. No,
yeah.
That's not
damn near. Same
I
just
think, I get the slang old is, title yeah. a lot because my kids are a little old too, though.
Right?
Yeah. So they'd be like, because my kids are damn near fucking Amir's age. I'll be 26.
Right.
I take right. it yeah. as OG, but then when I watch Don't Be a Menace, I'm like, oh, that was Unc on the porch. But they used to say OG. Now they just say Unc.
Right. But I think it has to be relative to your age. You can't be in your 30s calling us Unc. You gotta be
yeah.
coming
yeah.
out of high school, coming, you know, freshman year in college. You can't be, you can't, it has to make sense.
Yeah. 30's too close.
Way too,
it's too close.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, all right, like, I'd be playing the game and they'd be like 18. They'd be like, oh, are you, how old are you, 29? I was like, damn. I'd be like, yeah, I get it. Like,
but that's not even
it's
crazy.
It's like, yeah,
29
like,
is not
11
crazy.
Years it's not, yeah. but I don't feel any way about it. Cause I was like, when y'all get my age, and I'm not old, but when y'all get my age, y'all understand, like, I'm feeling good, bro. I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Like, I just think people close in age that call you unk have a bigger respect for you. It's not how close they are in age. It's just
bigger
like,
respect thing?
Maybe they should do more.
I don't know.
If we close in age, don't call me unk.
Is unk mister? Is that what this is supposed to be? Hey, mister. Is that
sir,
what unk
mister
is?
Mister or sir?
It has a negative connotation yeah. to it now.
I was like, yeah. unk don't seem like sir? It's like, hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hello, unk. Because
old head doesn't sound flattering.
It's not.
No. Those girls call me sir, and I got offended. I was like, "Oh, you're welcome, ma'am."
I
go back, ma'am.
Sir's respectful though.
No.
Sir's worse than
unk.
Give me unk.
Wait a second.
I'll take
what
sir
setting,
over unk,
what
bro.
Setting are you talking about?
There was a couple, and I was sitting next to them on the airport on the airplane, and then the dude was in the window, she was in the middle, and she kept bumping my arm. She's like, "I'm so sorry, sir."
Why?
I think that's just manners,
bro. That's disrespectful.
That's respect.
That's just
she said it like 3 times.
What do you want her to say?
That's just manners.
It's like just
I'm sorry. Oh, my bad.
It's like people
don't,
coming up
don't to title it. Just sorry about that.
I mean,
how about that?
I think she
that was so respectful.
I say ma'am all the time.
I say ma'am when I'm being polite.
I was raised in the South. Like, that's what we say.
Yeah, I think she's just being polite.
Well, my like, girlfriend hates that shit.
It's like people coming up to Marlon and calling him unk and be like, man, I grew up on your mom. Be like, you older than me.
That's crazy.
They,
yeah,
like,
that'd be yeah.
Just because it's a respect thing.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. But yeah, when he said old head, I was like, I would rather, especially like I said, if I'm going to be bullied, not by this generation.
Right.
You niggas ain't built for shit. Y'all, like, I'm not, yeah. like I, so in the thing, I roasted, I was like, not a generation that needs support animals, got anxiety pills, and can't go outside.
Right.
I don't care what you
fragile
think.
Fragile
yeah, y'all too fragile to bully me.
Yeah,
and they was like,
fragile.
Damn, you cooked us. I was like, yeah, I can't.
It's reverse bullying.
Yeah, I can't. I don't care about the opinion of you guys. Like, you don't. You're the one of the weakest generations of all time. And I know every generation shits on the next one, but it's like y'all really fragile. And I was like, no, I can't. No.
They said they're talking about Shannon Sharp, but I think Shannon, that's his name, Unk. At this point,
he leaned.
But
in
Shannon's
the unk.
50.
He leaned in the
50
unk
something.
Too. Yeah.
I'm Unk.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, it's just like Snoop calling people nephew, and you'd be like, you 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
So all right, nephew.
Yeah.
Stop trying to send
so me. I think it depends on the gap. You know what I mean? Who's saying it to who?
Yeah.
You 21, I get it. But you 35, bruh, we are peers.
It's a phrase. It's like son. Back in the day, when yo, what's up, son?
Yeah. But that was son? Just y'all, though.
That was
yeah, that's
the East Coast?
Yeah, yeah, nobody else was saying
New York
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Nah, what's up, God?
No.
That's some New York shit.
Nah, we only said we was making fun of y'all.
Yeah.
What's up, son? We did all that, making fun of y'all.
Put 2 in the 10.
Yeah. What's up, son? You know what I'm saying? Just out here, BX, BK.
Don't get DC started.
Yeah, I don't know why DC
developed
the list.
You say what?
I don't. Why do you do the speech impediment?
This is the speech wonks. Impediment.
Yeah, he just wonks like a 3-year-old. I don't know why.
It's because it's different dialects.
Brooklyn.
The Bronx say this. Brooklyn say, and BX go yo.
I'm from the Bronx.
So, ladies, do y'all get offended with a ma'am? Yes. I don't get offended with sir.
Yes,
they do. They get big offended.
Women get offended with ma'am?
Yes. My girlfriend hates when I say that shit. But I was like, it's like she's used to it now. But
wait, you say it to her? You call her ma'am?
Yeah.
You call your girlfriend ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I say yes, ma'am. My daughter, I'm like yes, ma'am.
Or if something's going on, it'd be like ma'am, like you know some shit like that. Yeah. Like hold on, like
I said ma'am. But I was raised with like you know adults.
Y'all don't just backhand and say bitch. Y'all don't just. Y'all say ma'am. Y'all don't just be like bitch. I said no.
No, you say ma'am. I say.
Oh, my bad. The respectful way.
I think you know manners. I was raised. You know, we didn't. Even, you don't call adults by their first name, so it was always a sir, man, or Mister and Miss or whatever. Because
did y'all grow up with my? So my parents' friends always had them call us by their first name. This is what I do it with Izzy. But did your parents' friends? I asked Tony. He said his parents, or his mom, like her friends would be like call me by first. Did y'all have that growing up? That your parents' friends would like call them by their first name?
I think most of them became auntie, uncle, because it was mm-hmm. just, because it was still that gap, like, this is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
I remember like this.
Clarence, you know what I mean? So it was just, or
it was Tommy, Todd,
Mr.
Like,
first
Terry.
Name.
My
Miss,
house would
Miss
be like
name.
Mr. Tommy,
yeah,
unless they went to jail or something and my respect level was low. Yeah. For it's like, yo, T.
Because I know people didn't like Mr. and Miss last name because it was too formal.
I don't mm-hmm. think we even got
but it. But Mr. and Miss first name. Was fine.
It's just to help keeping them feel young.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't think there's
like,
nothing to call them because we had to get the hell out the room whenever.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Had you, know to, what you, had you never addressed them. Or
get out of here. DC.
They'd address you, don't give you a chance to talk. Hey, Derek, how you doing, buddy? Yeah. You just be like, hey, and go play or something, but maybe mister.
Because, like, I don't respond when my kids' friends be like, Keon, I don't respond. Like, nigga, I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
I'm not your peer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm in a friends group. They call me Mr. Irvin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to put something
thank
on.
You,
I'm
Mr.
not.
Irvin.
You
I felt sick, like weird, but
you
I was
nine.
Like,
bro.
But it's also why, like with your kids, I'd be like, call me Chaz, dog. I was like, that's also why I told Izzy, I'm like, we have the Mr. and Mrs. for people we don't really fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So if I've addressed them as Mr. and Mrs., I'm like, this is Mr. such and such. This is Mr. Or they're really old.
So like, I love when Izzy be like, DC.
Yeah. We're Mr. Bentley. Like, yeah. We're different.
Yeah.
But for you guys, I was always like, well, these guys we consider family. They're in our safe zone.
Right.
You know, I was like,
that's why we did a lot of uncle and auntie growing up. Yeah. Like all my aunties, my actual aunts, her friends are just auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they've been her friends since, and my youngest auntie only 11 years older than me. So they were just like older aunties to me.
Right. What do you call the ones that be around us? You call them auntie?
Those are my actual aunts.
But you call them, uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got
every
weird.
Aunt got a name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It got weird when the fame started up, so I made sure my kids didn't call people that weren't their actual family uncle, aunt.
Well, yeah.
Some shit
that makes
went.
Sense. Yeah.
But like Sage's best friend will just call me Craig, but he's known me his whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I think it depends on where you're raised too.
Yeah.
Like my family has Southern roots, but they've been in LA for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, it was weird. And then you had, like you said, the adults would be like, don't call me that because they don't want to feel old.
Yeah.
So they're like, call me my first name.
But I ain't trying to be Mr. Chaz or Mr. Rogers, yo.
You definitely want to be Mr. Rogers. I get that.
Mr. Rogers is crazy.
Mr. Chaz sounds wild. Mr. Chaz, I feel like that's pedophilia when I'm in here. Mr. Chaz. Nope.
Mr. Chaz sounded like they didn't touch something.
Yeah, nigga. Nope. Mm-mm.
No
who
chomo.
Did it?
Man, who got Mr. Chaz?
Mr. Chaz.
Yeah, he did whatever they said. He did it.
He touched that kid. He touched that kid. He was coaching him. He touched that kid. Hell no.
I used to compete against my son's friends, so it's kind of hard to make them call you uncle with that, too. You can't be playing 2K where the niggas say, hey, take that in your face, unk.
Yeah. And then I think it depends on what you do within your community. You know what I'm saying? My dad coached so many teams, he was coach.
Right. Right.
So they didn't say Mr. Poli. They didn't, what up, coach? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even I noticed Keelan's teammates.
Oh, they call coach, yeah.
They're like, what's up, coach? Because I'm their coach.
And you're going to be coach forever. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be coach forever.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'll take that.
I'll
take coach versus uncle. I'll take coach. Oh, for sure.
You said what?
I'll take coach versus uncle.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Give me coach.
Yeah.
Hey, coach.
But, like, I mean, to Craig's point, I get the respect aspect of it too. Like I said, like we've been doing stand up for a while now, bro.
I know, bro. We
we've been
the
at this shit. We older. Yep. We are like when I started hosting, it put it in perspective for me. Like these newer comics be like, shit. Last Sunday, the young lady was like, man, she saw the lineup for the Sunday. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to be on this list one day. And I was just like, damn.
Something you just get all
just
the time.
Just all the time. And she was like, one day I'm going to be there. And I was like, shit.
Shit, niggas, where do they turn?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying that's where we are now, where it's like, oh, we're the person that they're like, you got mm-hmm. any advice for me? You got any?
What should I do?
Yeah, what should I do? What's next? You and I'll be
kid
like, shit.
What's the levels here? Of it? I can't wait to get on this list. Then it's, I can't wait to bump somebody. Then it's.
I mean, you just want to get on, and then it's.
You have a certain level of
spots,
respect where you can just come in and be like,
drop
ins. Let me get up.
Yeah, your drop ins and then picking your spots and then.
Yeah, I'm getting bumped in his ass. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
Bumping?
Getting bumped.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
like, bumping I'm okay, is cool with, as I'm hell. Okay with getting bumped, but let me know I'm getting bumped. Don't just bump me. Like, say, hey, we're putting someone up. Come up to me and address me. And say, hey, such and such coming in. They going up before. That's
ask
cool.
Me if it's
when,
the other
when you tell me I'm going up next, when I'm expected to go up next,
yeah.
And all of a sudden the list changed before my face, that's when I'm
it
be
needs
like,
to be
bitch.
Somebody
yeah, it's etiquette to
of
it.
Importance.
Right.
I'm not getting bumped for fucking Daryl, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got bumped for the Mooney Twins. I walked out.
Oh, I would have left you.
I left out.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. No disrespect. It was on a ship. We were working on a ship. Like, and it wasn't a ship that was moving. It was a dock ship on, like, Long Beach somewhere. I just, bitch.
And that's the thing,
too. She didn't tell me. It had nothing to do with them.
Right.
It was, she didn't tell me.
Right.
She told me, you're next. And all of a sudden, she announced and such and such. I just, I'm out of here, bitch. Good luck finding me when you call my name.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
like that.
I get that, for
that
sure.
Those are the bumps I
that's
can't deal
crazy.
With. Tell me. You know what I mean? Give me a heads up. Don't
and worry. Give me the option. Like, right. we're going to throw somebody. You know what? I'll go home.
Yeah.
Because I know this somebody going to do 30 minutes.
Right.
I'm good, bro.
Give me. I'm like, cool with the bumps.
If Bill Burr drops in and they say, we're going to throw Bill up, I'm staying because I know Bill just going to do a tight 10. He's going to get out. But if certain people, they be like, we got so-and-so coming, I'd be like, no, I'm going to either
Pell's
throw me up now.
In. He only got two packs of cigarettes with him.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going home.
It's probably
going
to go last.
Yeah.
Chappelle gonna keep you there for 8 hours.
Now
he's
I will say that a lot of spots that I've been to lately have been throwing up the bumps last.
Yeah,
let them run.
They can do what they
want
to do.
Well, it's no longer a bump.
Yeah, right. It's not a bump.
Let them close the show.
Yeah, let them close it out. We got a surprise guest drop in, and they throw them up. You know, and I guess that's the end goal.
Why you
Craig,
standing up after I stand up? Just to show that I'm short, nigga. We know.
You
were
making a smart decision at first.
So I guess that's the goal, to be able to just call and be like, I want to come in, which we can do now, just not on the scale that they can do it. I can call a spot and be like, I got to work out this 10. And they'd be like, okay, we can throw you up. But I ain't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not crazy.
If you're an OG and you come in to just hop on stage, you should want to go last so you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm finna work on this stuff, get an extra amount of time,
but they be sleepy.
The show. Yeah.
That's why they be trying to get out of there. They be tired.
We're going to test your material work. Wake them up.
I mean, now I'm talking about the actual
up.
Comic be sleeping.
Yeah,
they can't hang like they used to.
Oh, you know, OJ.
Yeah, so they be like, "Hey, man, I got let me drop in and do this thing. I gotta get out of here. I'm tired."
Yeah, because if you're that person, you should be able to follow, do, deal with anything.
Yeah,
you know,
the guy that used to sit afterwards and talk with everybody now is like, "Nah,
yeah, I gotta get out of here, man." So, but yeah, first you're trying to just get on the list, and then once you get on it, then you get to a point where it's like, I don't feel like even. You got to remind yourself, this is a blessing. This is, I'm lucky to be able to do this. Let me take my ass up on that stage.
Hey, man.
Coming out the houses.
Bruh.
When you're inside and you got to be like, because sometimes I'm going to go home. If I got somewhere to be, I'm not going back home, dog. I may not make it back out. I hate having to go outside.
That last man text, can you come in? You'd be like.
It would be easier if we lived in Hollywood.
Yeah,
closer. Facts. If you were closer to it, you'd be like, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Even when I was in North Hollywood, and I lived there, or Burbank,
closer.
It was easy.
Yeah,
you
like
it's
easier. Yeah, I'm gonna go somewhere. Yeah, I'm gonna go. You can hit up North Hollywood. Remember Jackson had his spot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
yeah.
do something.
He's everywhere. Yeah.
When you get out to that valley, you'd be like, I gotta get on these. Yeah. The 101.
And they hit you the last. And then you want to do it though because you like feel you was trying to get to this point where they call you and be like, yo, can you come through the laugh? Can you come through the store? Can you come? And you'd be like. Fuck.
You, like, dates 3 months out.
I worked to this, so I got to come do it. and you know, take this little check or whatever. But
it's always worth it though when I go.
Every time. Every time. You get on stage, you be like, I'm glad I came.
And you catch up with people you ain't
Every time. But just, it's just leaving the house. Leaving the house. Like, I gotta get dressed, I gotta wash my balls. This is crazy, bro.
I tell you, I gotta put my shoes back on.
That's a different mind you got to get in.
Yeah, but it's always worth it. And then I'll be like, I'll do another one. Yeah. Like, once I'm out, I'm like, let me do the next show.
Where y'all going next?
Yeah. But that initial get out ahead of time, when you already had plans in your head to relax, like.
Do you think you can ever go back to, like, remember how we used to be where we hit the club, then we go eat late at night?
Maybe.
I just did that.
Oh, you did? Where?
Lance was in. Well, this, now that Lance live here.
Lance did move here, yeah.
But he was like, come on, man, let's just go to Boston, you know, down the street from Sunday. Yeah. So I was like, all right, bro. So I stayed out till like 3.
Remember, that used to be like damn near nightly.
That was every night.
Nightly. Yeah, it depends on who it would be with.
It gotta be, now it got to be, like, I skipped a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Even with names, you know what I'm saying? They come in, they so-and-so want to hang out, be like, nigga, I'm going home.
I gotta take Izzy to school.
I don't care. It'd have to be.
On a Wednesday?
It'd have to be one of them epic. You know what I mean?
It would turn into, because that could turn into a 4 a.m. Come home time.
But then, so now I'm more, because I'm trying to do way better at relationships and networking. Mm-hmm. So now I try not to look at it as like, more as like, this is a business move.
Yeah.
Let me just fucking hang out for a second. You know, like, not every time. But
politicking
like,
in it, yeah, man.
Yeah, for this night, I'm gonna go ahead and suck it up. You know, but I do not be wanting to be there. But, you know, it's hard to complain because it's like, this is what we wanted to do.
Broke? Don't have any extra cash? Need to make it to next week without getting evicted? Do what I do to get yourself earning. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you can earn to be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. You gotta verify that thing, man. Can't just come up with a piece of paper, somebody's name written in crayon, from boss to me. It ain't gonna work, okay? It's verified. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I was just telling Amir how broke I was, how much money I did not have, how hard I had to work to get a debt, and all the people I had to pay back. And I wish to God I had EarnIn to get me through from one day. I was living debt to debt, not paycheck to paycheck. I wish I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was living debt to debt. I said, pay off this debt. That's enough to give me this debt. A terrible time. So if I had EarnIn, I'd have been all right because it would have got me through. So make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn and others. Over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. Hey, man, having some money, you might be stressed, but you ain't worried about money problems. So download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN. Baby, tell me what you want to do. In the Google app or Play Store, that is EARNIN. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Daddy Issues under podcast when you sign, and it really helped the show. Daddy Issues under podcast. Subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. That is EarnIn, EARNIN.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, okay? Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust member FDIC. See, do yourself a favor. Get yourself earning. Get you past a little rough patch, man. Okay?
Yes, what we signed up for is when we first started, we was like, well, I did all this. Now I'm tired?
Yeah.
But you be tired.
You do so be tired, bro. I didn't factor in, like, man, when you get a little older, you be like, I'm sleepy. Yeah. On my nap, man.
Yeah, I start getting red. I'm like, it's only 6, man.
You know what it is, too? It's like, not only are you just naturally more tired, the excitement you used to have is not the same because you didn't did it. You're here. You live here. You're around it all the time. Yeah. You're like, my brother's coming to town. Keith be like, let's go do all the stuff. I'd be like, but Keith don't live here. He likes being.
He go. Wait, does he go to Hollywood Boulevard?
Bro, when y'all came back, you know, for the show, like if Marlon would have came and they was like, we here for it, bro. Like my friend Carrie, like he. He had the time because he watched all of us all the time. So when what's his name showed up, when Malik showed up, they was all like, Oh, bro, that's bro from Temptation. Like, so they, that's so-and-so, you know, it's different for them. We just, we live here.
I sensed you were tired and ready to end your night.
Yeah, he showed up. I was like,
and I was like, if they show up right now.
Bro, because, and I text you right back.
Yeah.
I was like, you can come. You know what I mean? But I was, they was playing, nigga, I was on the couch, bro, over there, like.
Keith and Kyron, it was a bet. They made me, I was like, oh, what, y'all think I ain't gonna pull up?
And I only stayed up because I didn't want to pull up. All right, y'all lock up. Yeah. Like, I'm out, bro.
I figured you were going to do that, like, hey, yeah, yeah, and then do the little spin.
Because BT started, BT showed up late.
Yeah, because BT showed up like when it was still there kicking it, yeah.
And then I was like, all right, well, fuck it. But I was...
You had to come to the after. That was the after hour juke.
I was done.
The juke
box.
The juke joint kick your time.
I thought we were about to go to bed.
Yeah.
I was like, man. But I told you, because I told, he was, DZ was like, you didn't take, I said, I hit Craig back immediately.
Yeah, we were going to go, me and Marlon. I promise. And I was like, DZ, I texted him. I was like, he going to go to sleep.
I didn't, when I left him, I didn't think I was going. I was like, I ain't going. I was like, I'm going to go. I'm with your name. Then Keith and them started texting, you ain't coming? I give you 20. I bet you ain't coming. I was like, all right, I'll be there.
I was like, all right. Because they don't live here. So for us, it's, you know, the normal. And then.
That's why I take Izzy everywhere, man. I take Izzy. Anything I'm supposed to be outside for, I take Izzy.
Yeah.
Because this is my great excuse to have to leave.
Yeah. But also.
Get to a comedy show to see your set?
I would love to. She's came to the shows we've done. She's like the ones we produce at the studio. She's came to those. So she has.
Are those clean?
Yeah, for the most part. Some people, man, you know, they can only. I've seen the panic.
I'm going to do it, man, but you gotta let the rope go with me.
What you mean?
I want to curse. I'm just playing.
After
when you put the baby.
No, I'm talking about his show.
Oh. Here's what I did. So there's a couple of people I've just let go. I'm like Nick Garrett was killing.
Yeah.
And then after Nick, I was like, hey, give me a clean seven. I don't care what you do after that.
Yeah.
After that, I just need to get 5 to 7 clean.
You just want a clean seven.
And then I'm like, go to town, dog. But I just need that for the shoot.
For the folk.
Mm-hmm. And the rest, it's for the people. Because you're a dude I would put at the very, very end. You know what I mean?
I don't want to go at the end.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
Okay, so that's another thing, Craig, to answer your question. At this point, it is.
We'll be out by 9. We'll be out by 9. We'll be done by 9 every time.
We do now have the ability to be like, hey, I want to go up at this time. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, let me know. So I show up. We used to want to watch everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, if I don't know you or I'm not helping you punch something, I don't want to see none of this shit.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to watch any of this.
I don't have to see what you're going to step on if I'm on
I don't
Joe's
care.
Going, it doesn't matter.
I think that's the thing. We have so much.
It used to be watch the show.
Used to be like, oh my God, I can't do that joke now. Or I can't. And I don't give a fuck what the person after or before me is doing. I don't care. And so you're just like, when am I going up? That's when I'll show up. And then now we at a point too where we got the people behind us. Can you watch my set? No.
Yeah. Have your kids seen your set?
They've seen me at Comedy and Magic.
I mean live. Okay.
Yeah, Comedy and Magic. But they were little. Kendrick heckled me. And he was like, Daddy! And I was mid talking, doing a joke about them, and I was able to play off it and killed. And I was like, boy, hush. But they're around so much stuff now that it's just life for them, you know.
It's normal for them now. They just, they'll come in here and sit with us.
Yeah, like I
which
think
is
about,
not normal for the average. You know what I mean?
I think about like the stories that Craig tells. We'd be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm.
That was Craig's natural.
That's gonna
normal
be them.
Life.
Just,
but that's their natural.
That's their natural. Yeah. We just shot with Rampage yesterday.
Oh, what y'all shoot? I saw that. Can you talk about
it's
it?
It's a new show that's coming out.
Oh,
like,
dope.
Like a,
congrats, Broski.
But, I mean, I was just, it was, they was getting haircuts in the show, and they were on it. I wasn't, I
oh,
just,
they were
just,
okay.
Me and Cody were extras, just picking them up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez.
But, no, he's on it, though.
Not Garrick's?
It's not his show.
Okay, I thought
it
was, okay.
Yeah, so I said, y'all know who that is? And they were like, yeah. I was like, you know, because you know they fight.
Yeah.
I said, he was a champion, you know, so they watched their fights and stuff, but they still was kind of just like,
they don't know. Okay. We know them. Yeah.
Yeah, they just, you know, yeah. They just don't, they on set, you know, with Chaz and Cotty and them, they just don't care. It's just normal. They see y'all, they don't care about y'all. Like they,
man, Izzy been in the arms of legends.
Yeah.
She's been in the arms of absolute hip hop legends, icons, and she has no idea.
They're not going to know, they're not going to know or care until they get older. Yeah. And then even then, it's just going to be so normal. I mean, you could speak on it. It's just so normal.
It is. It's
Well, it was also weird because when Eddie Murphy comes to your house at a young age, it's like, all right,
I peaked.
Rest, yeah. Dinner, yeah,
there's levels too. Yeah, that's like a different.
Now that's somebody.
That's somebody that
I'm fanning the fuck out. You understand me, Eddie Murphy? Eddie, high pitched voice, everything.
I met him when he was like early on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So he wasn't even Eddie all the way.
Well,
he was famous though. Yeah.
But yeah, it was in the living room. I didn't get to watch his specials.
Eddie's house is why I never want to go outside because he never has to leave his house.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's the person's big to you. Like my dad, it was at a boxing event. He was like, "Here goes Ken Norton." I was like, "I don't care about this nigga."
Hey, right. Man.
I didn't know what he was.
That's my family.
You know what I mean? I didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Ken Norton. You know now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about who's big to you. Because the kids, so many people like me.
My dad was like, that's Ken Norton. Yeah.
My dad was like, it's Tommy Hitman Hearns. Yeah. And I was like.
Yeah, you know, he's like, cool.
What do you do?
The kids, it's all about who they like. And that's why they, you know. If they get to meet you, they didn't see Major Payne, and so that would be different for them. That would be, and if, oh, snap, like I watched. And I think when it comes to y'all, they just so used to y'all. Even when y'all do be on TV, the Insta, they just be like.
You didn't take them on set when you went to set?
To Lil' Damon's, no.
Oh, okay.
No, they were in school.
Oh.
Yeah.
That ain't a field trip day? They can go see Natural History, not Black History?
They would have been like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? But
so I used to do this thing with the kids where randomly their grades were right. So I just randomly be like on the way to drive them to school and just make a left somewhere, end up at Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
Just on random days, which made them want to do better. But yeah. I would, for one of those things, I'd be like,
I should.
Get your ass
that.
Out of school. Let's go.
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks left of shooting.
But they already met Lil Damon here. But yeah, they would probably like that. But they be doing, you know, cool stuff, have somebody call on their birthday or stuff like that. Oh. But they just, you know, that's life. I don't think they get how abnormal it is.
But it's not anymore. It's normal.
Yeah, but even with people I don't even know like that. Like they think we can just do that anytime, anywhere. Like if we go to a UCLA game, Dad, why can't we go wherever we want to go? Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I know enough people up there, but it's like, well, that's not how it works. So right. Like what I can do at UCLA, I can't do at Staples. Because they was like, why can't we go meet LeBron? I said, nigga, I don't have that. Like, but they don't, because everything's become so normal, they just think,
right,
well, we can just
down here on the court.
Yeah, why can't we go sit on the court? Why can't we? And I'm like, nah, bro, that's not. So it's just interesting to watch through their eyes.
There's levels, son.
And that's the next level is. Yeah, we're at Bronny's house.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Now, that's somebody they would, you know, the younger people, they would be like, oh, snap.
For LeBron or Bronny?
Bronny. Well, LeBron.
LeBron,
they're,
too.
They're LeBron, huge. Yeah, LeBron. They're LeBron. So. They've got to meet like, I'm trying to set up a Steph Curry thing. See if we can go to the Warrior game and do that, because they would lose it.
Oh, Steph, yeah.
But I'm trying to set it up through, you know. My guy, so you know him, no?
Yeah, certain people have, like, especially to the kids nowadays. I think, right, I mean, when we were kind of, I think it was AI. Iverson was the person, like.
That's big.
Yeah, but, like, I think Steph kind of sitting up. Steph and LeBron sitting in that little pocket right now.
Well, my kids are so into sports now, any of them. If they met a Tatum,
they would know who
Giannis,
Tatum was?
Oh, yeah. My kids, bro.
Yeah, Tatum, yeah.
When it comes to sports, they know. Justin Jefferson, they know the athletes. They're in. Yeah. So they know everybody and every. So they would, athletes, they would probably care more about, I think, than actors, singers, and entertainers. Even though the Stevie thing was blowing, they made me Google what he looks like now to prove it was really him. Yeah, they was like, get on your phone. We don't believe. I was like, look, that's him. And they were like, oh, so Keelan's like, this is the greatest day of my life.
He was securityed up or?
He just would have
He doesn't really go with a lot of security pieces. Yeah.
So I think certain people, like you said, to them.
Yeah.
You got to be a dog-ass nigga to rob Stevie. You got to be a certain level of devil, bro, to see Stevie come out of church and be like, there he go right there.
Out of church is crazy. Out of church is even more crazy, bro.
There's a lot of scum out
there. There's a lot of scum, dog. But you got to be a special level.
Who be on drugs and be
you
like.
You got to be a special.
They probably be tripping like,
I don't think they would do it, bro.
Nigga. come up
it's
off
a
that,
blind
Stevie.
Elderly legend.
I don't come think anybody's doing it, bro.
You think meth and coke mix gonna be like?
But I think they still be like. I think they still be.
I feel like that's gotta sober you up a little bit.
At some time in their real life, though, they wasn't on that, and Stevie was still famous.
No, they
be
staring like, "Oh, you Stevie?
Yeah,
oh, my bad."
Or they be like, "These drugs is
don't make me do this, Stevie."
Nah.
Come up off of what I need.
Stevie been famous for 60 years.
Bro, so. You got to be a certain level.
It's
of
a top level. Diabolical, you don't think
bro.
About that's, it. You gonna get
I think
home
they would
like,
snap out of it, bro, and still fan out.
I don't know. Ain't
dog, you? Satan himself would be like, hey, Stevie, I'm not. It's, my bad. I just want to shake your hand.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that to you.
Wait, you got to think. It's crackheads that leave their kids at home and go on vacation.
But their kids ain't Stevie.
They snuck them home, man.
That's crackheads to leave that kid to go look at Stevie. Yeah. Like, you all stay here.
Man, I don't know, man.
Put you the in a stroke. Be right bro. Back.
Let me tie you to my bike.
They robbing anything out there.
Oh, man. That's no, you got to no. be
I
a
I think
certain,
even the YN's got respect for Stevie.
You got to be a certain level, dog, to. If they know Stevie, but if they see an elderly blind dude walking down the street by
Legend.
Himself,
yeah.
you gotta be you got even you if
be,
even if it's a young cat, you gotta
beating
be
beating up these old niggas, man.
Not blind, sometime.
But not blind in Legends though. This is why I think it wouldn't be Stevie. Remember, this is before they died. Harry Belafonte and Sidney Poitier uh-huh. was speaking at one of them award shows, NAACP, BET, whatever.
Right,
and they got up to talk. And the room was completely silent. Like, you know how people yell out, or when I say the respect level was different
right.
with them, because they're, you know what I mean? Like, everybody was just like,
that's in a room, yes, an award show.
But I'm just saying, you're
walking by an alley.
But they usually scream, bro,
and this nigga bumping into shit, and you like,
I don't think, you if you catch them
off them brains,
outside,
yeah.
I don't think people are doing, they already
I'm
off.
Saying.
The last three. These is legendary.
Yeah.
You know how much I get for the last three Stevie braids?
I think the respect level too high for Stevie.
I'm talking about on drugs.
But look,
course.
even if they don't know Stevie, even if they don't, if they didn't
if
know
you
who
know
he was,
you really Robert.
If you
don't know,
if you saw an old blind dude walking down the street, dog, old black blind. Come on, man. You could be like, you gonna be like.
That's like the Let baby. That's like the baby gazelle
okay?
when firstborn.
No, it's not.
And that lion be like easy prey.
I want to bring a hood, like just a ain't shit nigga on here to
hey,
ask him.
It's
like,
some people out here that don't care, bro.
Now, I think they would help him and be like, "Hey, you got anything for my troubles?"
Nah, they might be like, "Yo, you might want to get out of here."
That's what I was, you know what I mean?
You might want to get out of here.
If you saw the blind dude walking, bro,
and
you'd
when
be
he
like,
can't, he gonna be hitting shit hard.
Shit, nigga.
I don't think they'd rob him like that,
I don't
bro.
Know, Stevie,
bro, they're getting you, man. They don't care out there. We live in that. We live in
the
hell. Hell on earth right now.
You're right. There's a lot of cats who don't care.
Hell on earth.
True. But Stevie's so famous.
It'll be in the headline, Stevie Wonder. robbed.
He's so famous.
You know how many people would
I feel
be
like,
after that dude?
Yeah. I feel like even
Stevie.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they wouldn't even want the backlash of robbing going after Stevie Wonder. Like the they
who he
they,
gonna t- who he gonna tell
they OG
what do you mean he can talk
let's say
he gonna give a description
they come say, home like yo I just robbed that nigga Stevie I was like yo these
is
three wonders give me your shit
Chad, is he gonna give a description of what he saw
it's Chaz
his rover
felt
bro.
Like
I didn't say that that's crazy. I didn't say his wrist felt like. That's crazy, Craig.
DC.
But look,
when he ran away, it sounded like.
Yeah, what? See, someone always goes too far.
Oh.
Do we always give it to Stevie about this?
Let's say you rob Stevie, you harm him anyway, uh-huh. and they get back to your OG. Oh. They gonna be like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing?
You making the hood look bad.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying, bro. I think it's certain
it's gonna
people,
be like the Crips did
yeah,
this to Stevie Wonder.
I think
yeah,
it's gonna be certain people that be like, hey, bro, you gotta tighten up. Like, yeah. it's gonna be a backlash. Stevie Wonder, it's gonna be a backlash for
because there are, it do be certain people with celebrities that are
untouchables.
Protected.
Yeah.
I remember I felt that with Steph and then we're in front of the Laugh Factory and it got hella crowded around them and Draymond and Steph. And I was like, these people around here showing them love, like protecting them. It wasn't like, they were worried about people falling or nothing like that. It was just like, we love these cats being here right now.
I think Stevie good, bro.
Yeah.
I think he good.
To a person that's sane.
What you mean?
I think he good.
Some people.
You ever notice, even people who ain't sane, they got a level in there
yeah.
of normalcy. And Stevie been famous that long where they've been like, oh, shit. Let me, you know, like the nigga at the bus stop is doing this and didn't know how to shit. He'll straighten up if he saw Stevie, Mr. Wonder. Wonder. Yeah, and Mr. then Wonder. He walked by and he'll go right back to his bullshit.
He is an icon.
He's an very icon, few icons. Bro. He's an icon.
Is he the last? No.
Elton John's an icon.
Elton John's up there.
Stevie Wonder's an icon.
Madonna's up there.
An icon.
There's new ones. There's new icons.
Beyonce would be considered an icon.
There's new ones, but
Cher.
Hey, the man, old ones. I'm still always can't believe how famous Taylor Swift is. It still blows my mind. Famous.
Icon.
I had no. Definitely. Yeah, I gotta give it to her.
I wouldn't even notice her if she walked by.
I do now, but I would.
She looks tall on TV. Still,
oh, she's tall.
She looked tall.
But I'm just like, I had no idea she was like so.
I was late.
Huge,
I'll be honest. I was
dog.
Late to her. I didn't know how big she was.
Well, we just don't relate to what she's doing. You know what I mean? But when you start hearing the songs, you're like, oh, this is her. That's
but
her?
Also, a lot of these white stars don't look the same.
Yeah.
Without
but if you hear them, you'll be like, you've heard her somewhere. Dave
All
and
I
Buster.
Knew was Shake It Off because it was on
Shake
scene.
It off.
Scene. Yeah. I knew it from the movie, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was her.
From the movie. Yeah, I didn't know it was her.
That was her?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I promise, someone did it to me. They start playing just her songs, and I was like, oh, that's her.
But wasn't that a remake, Shake It Off? Wasn't that an original Shake It Off?
Oh, I don't know.
I believe so.
She's huge, though.
But for me, that's like old Beatles song.
She was so huge, I thought that she was going to sway people to vote for Kamala.
No, I was like, oh, it's over.
I said, it's over, baby.
No, she can't.
She did it too late.
And she can't do it for them young white males. I was like, I don't care.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, shut up, bitch. Like, that's how they felt.
It was way more about her being a woman, I think, than why she didn't win the presidency. Also, she got a late start.
You said being a woman?
Yeah. And
I
just being
think
late.
She I kind of think the black thing.
No. I think her being a black woman.
Double.
Yeah, double.
I think her being a black woman, but nobody was more qualified than Hillary, dog.
I just don't think she let her voice be heard enough. She kept relying on, I'm going to just bring these celebrities out. I'm going to have Obama
spend,
out here
spend,
cooking.
How much money they spend?
But she only had like 5 months, bro. Like, Trump had a whole 4 years of campaign.
But they don't realize, people don't, celebrity don't hit like it used to.
Nah,
celebrity endorsement.
Not
nobody
when it comes to
fuck.
Politics.
Look how people disrespect celebrities on Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that.
They disrespect their president.
And they bring,
bro,
them,
yeah.
they bring up what they've done in the past really fast.
They don't care no more like that.
The amount of times people shit on whoever's a president is crazy, dog. Like, good thing we're in America and we can do that, but it is wild.
These other countries, they don't allow that. These other countries don't allow it.
They'll take you out. You
hell nah.
You don't get to
do that. You don't ever hear them talking about Kim Jong Jong.
Hell no.
Be like, that's full
no TikTok.
Yeah.
No Twitter.
Yeah.
Bro, it's totally different. It's crazy the amount of disrespect.
We be talking shit.
Terrible.
Big shit.
Fuck Trump.
Big shit. Terrible.
We be standing 10 toes down.
I think Canada be talking shit too, though.
They hate their new guy.
Yeah.
Or the guy that
Trudeau's
was
not in there anymore. Truman.
They hated him.
Oh, okay.
They was talking big shit on him. And they're nice.
I feel like George Bush W was when it started. This fucking idiot. Yeah. I feel like people got respect.
And
even
my
Clinton.
Bush wasn't a dumb dude, bro.
I mean,
well, they did a TV.
Little
they
little
did
Bush?
A TV show about him.
The little cartoon.
Little Bush was dumb.
Well, not the cartoon, but they also
well, compared
did the
to what we're doing, what we'd be dealing with now.
Well, no, now he. I mean,
yeah,
compared to now, Little Bush was
brilliant,
it's
bro.
It's like it's weaponized incompetence. That's what it is. He's not actually stupid. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing, but he'll play it like he's stupid, so you don't believe him. That's what Trump does too. It's that incompetence.
Okay, Trump's very smart, bro.
But he is smart enough to know.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck. I'm
well, there's a difference
Trump's
between
been on TV for a while, so
yeah,
he understands
said,
how to manipulate the audience as well.
Yeah. Intelligence in a certain field and being like even Bush in school, grades trash, all that. Like he
was a C student, wasn't he?
He can't talk, like but he knew how to.
I wouldn't say he's genius,
but he knows how to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like Trump been on TV so long, he know how to play people. I think anybody in politics though knows people.
You have to.
And they know how stupid people are.
Oh, gosh.
They know how gullible people are.
Mm-hmm.
They know how, so there's like,
how to round people up.
Yeah. They've been doing this since this country started. Mm-hmm. So they know how to, I'm going to put the poors against the rich. I'm going to put like blacks against, I know how to play this.
Same formula.
Yeah, same formula. I know how to do this.
Wait, hold on. To go back to this. Moyo just said, listen, they robbed Rosa Parks' apartment. They don't care.
Well, I'm talking about they might not have known.
Was she sitting in the back of it?
And they might not have known it was her apartment.
And if we keep it in a buck, Rosa ain't Stevie.
Wait, Rosa's iconic.
She ain't Stevie.
She ain't Stevie.
Rosa might be bigger than Stevie,
she
baby.
She ain't Stevie, bro.
Come on now.
If I hold up two pictures, one of Rosa Parks, one of Stevie.
People
gonna
know
Stevie
more than Rosa Parks, bro. Absolutely.
Rosa's done
that's
a lot
even a debate.
For us, bro.
Yeah, no,
but in the black community and all that, yeah, we know. But if you
Rosa
point,
Parks and Stevie Wonder?
To his point, if you held up two pictures, Stevie is way more recognizable, bro.
Which Stevie?
All of
either
them.
Either one.
All of
you
them.
You just see the shades.
Stevie is more recognizable than Rosa Parks. Yeah. A lot of people can't pick bro, Rosa Parks out of a lineup,
are
bro.
Huge. But it's like
music is
be on the
big. Music is the biggest thing. Like okay. Music's reach
there's
is
so
different,
many,
bro.
There's so many people in civil rights where you say their names and people like what? Like you yeah. be able to recognize them. But
no, very few reach the level of Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I mean, what she yeah. do since then?
Even then, she's not.
What was her second hit?
Oh,
what was the
hit?
Second hit? Come on. Anybody.
Wait, you want her to get dragged off a bus twice?
Hey.
Which one, a plane next? A plane, a train?
You got to go big.
No.
Rosa, not Stevie, bro. Stevie big, bro.
Stevie been doing
even
Christmas
in the,
hours.
The gap between like her and MLK is like crazy.
You're right. You put up a picture of Rosa and Stevie, bro. Stevie crushing.
That's crazy.
Crushing.
Might be true, yeah.
He said,
you know what I mean?
What's her follow up?
Civil rights. Look how many civil rights people we didn't know. You see them older. You're like, oh, they was there?
They was countless of them was out there getting their ass beat. For if I'm going to get my ass beat, I got to be known. Let me be known.
Yeah. Well, man, you
I
just
give me a statue.
You ain't got no statue.
That Loki make it worse for
statue.
You.
Statue. I want a statue.
Yeah, because you're the target
now. You're the big target. And you see what they do with all the big targets.
You want to get beat up? Where you want a shot to the dome?
Beat up.
Because yeah. you the nigga.
I take a German Shepherd.
Yeah, you want the Shepherd or you want a
pimp? Take a German Shepherd.
If you the lead guy.
You the guy, you out of here,
give
bro.
Give me the German Shepherd and the water hose.
You out of here if you the
you
guy.
Taking both.
Yeah, I ain't taking the murder. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That water hose, I don't know.
Yeah, MLK, Malcolm, yeah, they
that looked vicious. Yeah. It was like, let's just
water
put so much
crazy.
Water
that water
pressure.
Hose is crazy. You know how evil that is to be like, we're going to spray all down the street.
Crazy.
With a fire, we're gonna plug up to the fire hydrant and spray.
What's more crazy is it's not even that shit is not even a great it was our parents.
Yeah,
it wasn't like people be acting like that shit was far.
Well, our parents were probably kids.
Yeah, but my mom was born in 63.
Man, my mom and dad were doing integrated schools when they were.
My mom was alive when Martin Luther King died. 68.
We've gotten so much softer.
That,
you know,
that would be my grandparents, but yeah.
You know, if they're spraying
we get
hoses
it, 29.
At Black Lives Matter.
Don't rub it in, Amir.
Say it again, Craig.
If they were spraying hoses at Black Lives Matter, nobody would have showed up after that first day.
Yeah.
I don't know about that because they came out there with guns and tanks and shit and they were shooting people with bullets and shit like that, too.
That's ooh. Not seeing
but people
three
was
people
wilding,
flipping backwards from
people
water.
Was wilding in, what you call it, though? Mm-hmm. George Floyd and then. Minneapolis, they was tearing shit up.
They didn't
up.
Bring the hoses out. It changed
yeah,
the whole.
Them bullets.
They brought
the
guns
bullets,
out.
Yeah.
Shit hurts, bro.
Shit.
Yeah.
A rubber bullet.
And people
crazy.
Kept coming.
And that tear
I think
gas.
It's,
tear gas.
I think
tear
what,
gas is no hope,
it's just the civil unrest has to be so high that nobody give a fuck no more. Like, during civil rights, they was like, we had our...
Yeah, the dogs was
the
out,
end.
The water was going,
but they
was
at the, they was at the end. Like we
it
don't,
was a,
we,
it was a mission
are,
statement.
Yeah, like we would have
the
to get
was,
to a
was,
point.
Was
yeah,
bigger than
we'd have
like
to get to a point
picture.
Where people can't just be like, ah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It'd have to be a absolute civil unrest.
Even then, they were. It was like a losing battle. If you pay attention to like any of the civil rights leaders in their writings, they understand like when it was the 60s coming along, they were sitting there like, man, I don't know if I could. Like, if we can do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
they was wearing down.
They were getting worn down for sure. And they was just like, I don't know if I'm even helping my people.
Or they were just be like, man, they
got
us back
done,
in
but they was wearing down. Like, man, we tired. Every day. And hard bottoms.
20.
In a
suit. Like, you think you're like 20.
It's hot out
going
here, bro.
Hard for 20 years.
20 years.
And you get your ass beat and there's no progress, yeah. bro. That shit's going to fuck
that's
with
a
you.
Lot. They finally got it and probably was like, whoo, took the tie off.
And all them kids who were in the 60s grew up to be drug dealers in the 80s, man. That's what's crazy about it.
80s
all them
came in
saying
and
selling
did
crack.
All, yeah, did
they watched
everything.
The whole movie and grew up selling crack to their people.
Rights. Right.
I got the freedom to sell these drugs now, baby. We wanted to do it then.
Yeah, damn.
We was
drug
running
dealers.
Numbers.
Running numbers
we
and
was running numbers. They you know, they got us.
60s babies is ruined America, 60s babies.
Well, in the 20s, they was
thank
running
God for MLK not having a give-up spirit, huh? He helped us.
Yeah, well, they took him out. But he was wearing down, too.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. It's like, there's a pretty popular quote about him, like, did I lead my people
yeah.
into a burning
house? Tired.
Because integration was like a thing that, it was like, we want that.
Yeah.
And then when they gave it to us, it was like, you see how many black things that we had.
That was
diminished.
One of the worst things
and
we could have did.
Yeah.
It was integrated. Because
Malcolm was totally against integrating.
Yeah.
He
but,
was
but
like, we
you,
should be separate.
That's,
totally
but that's why they killed him, because
he wasn't fully...
Right.
Like fully against it, but he had a different approach where it's like,
right.
I don't give a damn about peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as MLK got older and
They started, what I'm saying, MLK became a little cool, and that's why they took him out. Early Malcolm was like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, I want to be all, let's keep it racism.
If you think about it, right, if they don't take them out, if you had one over here and one over here, and they started being like, hey, bro, we kind of,
and that's exactly
if they
what,
link up,
that's what they were doing.
Nigga, we're good.
MLK and Malcolm X actually got closer as time went on.
And so they was like, you got to go, bro, because we can't have y'all. We can't have y'all doing it. That's too much. Because now y'all united everybody.
Yep.
Because you had two different sides.
Yep.
And then after that, Black Panther Party, same shit.
Yeah,
they weren't
took
just
all
uniting
that shit
black
out.
People, but anybody that was a minority.
Yes.
And then they was like, okay, they got to go.
And they took and it out in every city.
Yeah, Fred Hampton. That's why he really got it. Because he started uniting everyone.
He was fucking 21 years old,
yeah,
bro. That
he was uniting everyone.
They were scared of
it. He had Mexicans, white. He had Mexicans, whites on his side.
Took all that shit.
Well, he knew it was classism, not racism, that we were fighting at the time.
These dudes were so grown, bro. These dudes were so grown and
I
so
feel like
smart.
Back in the day, people was older faster.
They were.
You think about Tupac?
They had to kind of grow,
like, dealing with the shit.
Tupac was how old when he, like, he was doing
life,
all that?
Life
hella
gets
young,
easier.
Bro.
26? Life gets easier and people stay kids longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, people had to get up and do some shit. When
do
was,
shit. Back in the day, you had to work at 12.
Shit, younger than that.
Hard get out, get out in hard, yeah. But that's crazy. That's like, dedication.
Grandparents having 15 kids.
Mm-hmm. You tell kids. Me if you tell me right now to march and I can't wear my Air Maxes, nigga, I'm not going.
It's not even gonna be your size. It's, yeah, take Kenny's shoes. Yeah, come on,
like, the back of the bus is not that
these
bad.
These worn down hard bottoms, I'm out, bro. I quit. Yeah. But that's because life has been easier.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, they
just,
did it. I mean, they made it easier for us.
They did what they, you know, were supposed to do.
Nah,
it keeps getting easier.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's what happens. It keeps getting easier. Life is really convenient. You know what I mean? It's really convenient. Also, man, I don't like. What was there was this law that got passed, like, if you're under your parents' insurance, you could be in there to, like, you're 25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
20.
If you're in college.
No, you got to be in school.
Yeah.
I think that's through the Obama
administration. I said, hey, man, that's a long time. I said, you don't
it
have to.
It seems long, but 25 is still mad.
But it's also because of how shit is. Like, at 25, niggas had homes and houses and mortgages.
Yeah.
It's just like, now we have less opportunities to make more money. That's why the single family, I mean, the single person working can't do it by themselves where we're at now.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, damn sure a college student couldn't get insurance.
Bro, back in the day.
Right. They can't even get
they
top
posted
ramen
something.
It was
season.
A good thing for it to get to that, but I mean, it took, what, I don't even know if Obama got that done in his first administration or second.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, you can take care of somebody a lot longer now before somebody has to be independent now.
Yeah, but that's why old people don't got to stop saying this new generation lazy. Y'all got houses for a dollar straight out of high. Like, it was easier for you to do that stuff back then. Now, trying to get a home now is
make it so hard,
virtually
bro.
Impossible.
Right.
It's so hard to do.
Here.
To do on, be on your own, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're seeing what other countries do, and we're changing our ways to do some of what they do, but there's so much pushback for
what do you mean like what
for example like for insurance we're working towards getting free insurance
are we working
towards that
the healthcare the
we're slowly
healthcare.
Getting easier to get insurance
even if it's government insurance, you get your Medi-Cal or your LHK.
You may not get the top insurance.
You can get you something
you go to a hospital
you can go
which other countries just give that to people.
They need to step up the maternity leave here.
That's cool.
Now they have maternity and paternity
bro,
leave.
Bro, other countries, both parents get a year off.
Wait, I
thought
a
year's fair.
Now.
Bro, a year off.
You get like 4 months now.
Now, as soon as the baby come out, they take the baby and put them to work. And they'll be like, you get your black ass in there too. Like, they don't. But in other countries, you get a whole year off, both parents, to raise that baby.
I wish. That's I never fair. Thought to be like, hey, girl just had a baby.
Gotta
be home with it.
And I heard childcare is hella expensive right now.
Expensive. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm out of that.
Yeah, I heard childcare is crazy.
We got lucky with that era because my mom moved in with us for 2 years. And then, you know, with me doing this, I was able to be home during the day.
Yep.
And so we got lucky with
that. Yeah, when they needed.
My mom saved me, bro.
Like,
yeah, my dad definitely saved me.
Yeah.
So we never did childcare.
I was living at home. He had to take care of me, too.
It's us, dad.
I forgot how many hundreds a week it was, but it was hundreds.
It was a lot of money, red, bro. Yeah.
I was like, oh, for one kid? And my daughter was. I was like, she don't need as much. How's she worth hundreds of dollars? She's a baby, bro.
Yeah.
You can put her in a whole little, you can put a laundry basket over her.
And she'll be okay.
And be fine.
She'll be okay at best.
Give her a bottle, she's good, bro.
That's the part. You got to go to work and then where's your kid going to go?
And then the nerves, I'm glad we didn't have to do it too because I didn't have to deal with the nerves of it.
Yeah, worry about somebody a stranger. Yeah, you don't know who's around.
I just can't, because my fear always with the kids was like, on top of if something happened to them, when their life is like double fucked because I'm murdering whoever did whatever. So like now they're growing up without a dad.
Yeah. Look, me and Shantae had this conversation, dog. That was one of our regular conversations because it was like, man, if someone hurts your child, and you guys know me, I'm I would want to murder this person.
Right.
But then
is gonna do it.
But then,
but then they grow up without.
But then they grow up without you.
So it's like, because
for
do?
Some reason it's illegal to murder somebody who hurt your child.
Yeah, for some strange, like I don't think that should be.
So then, I was like, well, torturing is we looked all this up. Torturing is a whole nother law with some years. I was like, I can't even torture this cat and not do a minimum of 10 years.
You can. The best bet you have is to do it right away in real life, in real time.
Yeah,
there was a dad that caught somebody with his daughter and he got off.
Yeah,
temporary insanity. He killed him right there and got off.
Yeah, and once you start plotting,
you caught him in that. It was premeditated.
Plot.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Can't show up to the court date.
It's got to be right away.
Yeah,
it's got to be right away.
That's crazy. And if the dude is found guilty, they should be like, "What do you want to do?"
Who can tell you when you go insane?
When you snap, you can.
Yeah, I could be sitting in the court like, you know what, man?
That'll make you snap.
Yeah.
You got to go full. You got to snap again in court. And they say, oh, this nigga.
You got to start biting officers.
He got PTSD. He not right with
foaming
it.
At the
you
mouth.
Can see him getting re.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He
you
not
you
right.
You got to fake a whole seat. You got to just.
You got to go all out, bro. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, something's wrong. He's possessed.
But like,
wait, so do they take you to jail when you jump? Like, say, when you know, you see these people attacking whoever did something to a family member in court. Do they take those persons to jail?
I hope not. Do you go to jail for.
You probably get detained.
Yeah, for something in court. Interrupting the court. Oh, I forgot the word for it.
Because it's like, it's one of the things that's like
contempt of court.
Legally, you can't do that, so we got to do this. That's
right.
Right.
But understand. The judge could be lenient on you.
Yeah, we understand.
Give you a smack on the wrist.
But like, somebody hurt my kid. I don't trust my mental state. Like, with my kids, I don't trust it.
Man. I can fully understand that.
I don't trust it at all.
You got to start doing crazy shit to come up to it. You got to be like, oh, he was talking to a tree the other day.
Yeah, he hasn't been the
same.
No,
you
got to
actually. You got to play the other way. You got to be. I think it plays better if he was always normal. He snapped.
Mm-hmm.
He was chill. He's a very reserved person. He's very. And he fucking lost his criminal record.
Lost his shit,
he ain't had a ticket in 20 years. He snapped.
Yeah, the other way you end up in a mental hospital.
Right.
Which is the same as a
prison. I'll go there for a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like
you don't want to get pilled up, bro. You ain't coming out right.
I feel like I feel like I'm gonna
I ain't taking them pills.
I'm good, guys.
You gonna fake it?
Yeah.
They gonna put your ass.
Hey, look.
They gonna put your ass on solitary.
I'm really smart. I'm gonna feel all them niggas.
DC doing a set, so they laughing at him.
Hey, look, dumb motherfucker.
Like, this crazy nigga think he a comedian. That's crazy, bro.
Imagine going crazy, going to the asylum, and you trying to share stories from your real life and nobody believe you.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, sure, your uncle's Marlon Wayans. Like, I am. And they're like, this nigga crazy. Sure.
Let me see your license. I don't have it on me. Mm-hmm.
They
I'm
took
here
my
with
shit.
Y'all.
Okay. And every new person walk in, this nigga think he a Wayans. Mm-hmm. Like.
Listen to him.
Man.
And when we
write
a scary movie, it was crazy.
Yo, right. Somebody's walking by, he's stupid.
Mom will discover Jim Carrey.
That'd be crazy that you couldn't tell your real life stories.
No, nah, man.
Nobody would believe you.
No.
Nobody
believes
you.
That's the thing. I go like, but I couldn't live my life knowing this dude's alive.
He's just. Or lady.
Whoever.
I'm equal opportunity.
But you would have
getting
to.
Getting a meal in prison.
Help your child cope with what
and happened. And that's the thing. Because then I would be like, oh, yeah, show them leniency. Give them a parole date.
They hurt me, then you left me. It's like, ooh.
Give them a parole date.
Yeah, let's catch them outside.
Oh, bro, I would like, I would like, no, Your Honor, you know what? We completely forgive them. That's the quickest you can get them back into society, the better it is for everybody.
That's the best way, or I know where you're going to be for the next 25 years.
And he's going to be like, don't let me out. This nigga's crazy.
No.
Don't let me in.
I'm
it's
fine.
The same thing. Somebody's going to come get you with
that. That's why, what's that movie with Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx was dope?
Double Jeopardy?
No, Citizen.
When he got out, right?
No.
Then which one where he snuck out? I thought that was that one.
No, that's when he snuck into jail. He did a crime on purpose to get in jail.
Got it.
Oh, that was
like
that back in the day.
And then
with Sean Penn.
And then he knew exactly what the dude's cell was, and so he like killed the inmate he had so he get moved. And then so he was like plotting this huge thing to get vengeance.
Wait, what movie was that again?
Law-Abiding Citizen.
Law-Abiding Citizen.
Well, who was in it?
Love that movie.
Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx.
Gerard Butler from...
Thank y'all.
That's like an adult version of Bad Boys, the original Bad Boys with Sean Penn. And
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's about this Spanish dude that Sean Penn kills his brother, so then he sexually assaults Sean Penn's girlfriend to get sent to the same prison.
Damn, and so he did a double-double.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, one person did something wrong, so another person did something wrong so they could meet up.
This Law is so soft, man. They need to, like, say if someone does something to, like...
Bad Boys is a remake.
If they do something like to your family, your kid, our kids, they should, if they catch a person, they should...
It should be automatic.
No, give that person to us, to the family, and you just can't kill them. You can keep them in the basement or something. So you want to go down there.
Yeah, you should get like a certain level of... Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Get down there and take something out on them.
Is the fucking, the like, proving that, and that's the hardest part.
What you mean?
Like, proving that... That person did it, or some shit like that.
Oh, I'm saying once he's found guilty, you come to the
But even if he's found guilty, it got to be that hard evidence stuff, like pictures on the laptop.
I'm talking about we caught him in the act. He's done something.
Hey, wait! If he's found guilty, give him to me. Why do I have to wait?
Yeah, I don't want. It ain't no.
If he's found guilty, he's found guilty. I don't care who it is. I need my vengeance. And then once you find out it wasn't him, well, give me the nigga we found then.
I'm just saying.
But then what happens to the person that did do it? Do we get back on?
What happens to him now? Sorry.
Do we get good back?
Don't shit happen to him now when they did it. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
I'm saying like hypothetically, if like obviously you wouldn't do that shit, but it was you were innocent, but then they said you were guilty. Now you locked up
in somebody's dungeon, getting slapped.
You ain't do shit.
And you ain't do shit.
Charging to the game. That's what happens now to these cats.
But I think the laws are the way they are when it comes to protecting these fucking sickos, is because a lot of the people sitting behind the bitches are fucking
just
sickos
like
too.
Just like them. Mm-hmm.
They stay in them mm-hmm. rings and shit too. That's why they be like, oh, you know, let's give them 6 months. They don't want to throw them under the bus because they are part of it.
I'd rather give them life than. Because I know in my basement they're not going to last too long.
But
I got too many family members that want to come over and get their hits in.
So that's where you got to respect the law. We gave them to you. You still got it. You can beat on them, but you still got
to
protect
them. I'd rather torture you than I don't want to kill you.
I want to slap you every day.
I want you to go home different ways. Every day you live your life is never another. You can't open a door the same.
Never good.
You can't put on your shoes.
And the mental aspect of it. You're
I want to be disrespectful. I want to come down and put my dick in your ear or something and be like, I want to like torment you.
Yeah.
Like, then there's going to be one dude that takes it too far.
I want to do that like.
But what if you did it though? And he was like, oh.
Why was that the first one you went to?
I want to.
You see, they cause him no pain whatsoever.
That's painful.
I think a dick in the ear is painful.
I don't know, man. If you were like, all right, man, I can stab you in the arm or stab
you
here and there.
You don't want to do any of that.
There's a lot of good meat spots. Yeah. The calf, I'll stab you right across your calf.
But then
in
you
got to
wrap him up and heal him.
No, you don't.
Like,
he going to bleed out from
beat
the
him
calf.
With a bar of soap and a sock.
That's mad fun. That's fun.
Do that.
Knock a couple of teeth out. I'm going to slit your tongue in the middle.
I'm pulling one out with the pliers.
The nail shit.
I've seen enough movies. I'm picking the nails off. Just shit like that. Yeah, all that shit.
That hurts me.
Bamboo, all that shit.
Yeah, man.
Waterboard.
All of it.
You want to preserve them.
Yeah, and then I'll give you, you come back. You up again?
I'm going to shove an umbrella up his ass and just open it slowly.
Not to kill
y'all
him.
Going
not
too far. Y'all
going too far.
Y'all messing up the program.
Nah, if they don't die, it don't matter.
Too far. You threw them in the basement.
Yeah, you put your dick in his ear. went too far. That
long
was your
as
first
they don't
one.
Die, it's fine.
We up here creating shit. You just like dicking it.
Yeah. Wait, but now y'all are becoming inhumane people.
I don't care. You're not a human to me anymore.
What he did was humane. That wasn't humane.
You're not a, like, no.
But you wouldn't do that to an animal.
I wouldn't. Because
an animal
wouldn't
touch my child.
Exactly. So fuck that dude. Like, you
but let
go.
A dog bite my baby. I'm shoving an umbrella up his ass, too.
The whole
what if
point
that
of
your thing?
The whole point is you have to survive.
I'm shoving an umbrella up your ass.
You can live. Just a little umbrella booty, you can live.
I grab my umbrella, but you know it still got some shit on for the last motherfucker.
You
stop
can
reaching
live.
Over my plate. Take this
you
elevator.
Got, they got to feel this forever.
An
and it's not going to be just physical. It's mental torture. All kind of shit.
You're going to feel that shit forever. You can't have a regular day no more.
It's going to be terrible. Terrible things happening. Sit down, make you listen to Silk the Soccer.
Nope.
All day. Just all day. Like all
always missing the beat.
All kind of shit, bro. I'm torturing the shit out of you.
DC, where your dick ears sticking ass
in your head, man. Put that dick in. You do something to my kid. Nah. January 16th, man, we rocking out at the Fort Collins Lincoln Theater, Lincoln Center, January 17th through January the 18th, we'll be at Bricktown in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Wild Child Comedy Tour, man. Marlon Wayans, pull up, man. Get your tickets fast, quick, fast, in a hurry. We coming.
At Craig Wayans on everything. Wayans. Get at me.
I am January 18th. I'm doing the Bellflower, California Stand-Up Comedy Club with Miss Shantae Wayans. And I'm also doing Keon's show, some date.
July 31st.
I'm at?
Flappers.
Yoohoo Room. What time am I there? We'll find time pending.
7:30.
I'm never Keon, man. February 5th, I'm Ontario, Canada at the Improv. February 19th, San Jose at the Improv. February 20th, Mic Drop Comedy, Plano. And on the 22nd of February, I am at Boise, Idaho, which I loved. It was a great place. Lounge at the End of the Universe, man. Get with me. I'm out here.
I am Flappers. Flappers. Shit, I forgot that. Oh, January 31st. Damn, where am I at? January 31st, Flappers. Yoohoo Room, 7:30. Pull up to that. Get your tickets early. Just pack it out so we can, you know, move it to the big room and all that good stuff. KeonPulley.com on everything. Make sure you check out Wildly Inappropriate. Our clips have been hitting. The clips is me. Bro, I'll be trying to tell people it's really, really funny and it's insightful. Me, Gary Anderson, Keenan Baker, the YouTube page, subscribers are picking up. Like, it's growing fast. And the clips are great. So if you like the clips, you'll love the full episodes.
Do the audio ASAP, bro.
We're doing the audio. We're going to do the audio. We're putting it on. I mean, by the time this airs, we might have the audio already up. But yeah, please check out Wildly Inappropriate on YouTube and the audio. Me, Keenan Baker, and Chaz. I mean, Chaz Gary Anderson.
I just replaced Gary.
And yeah, I think that's it. Subscribe to the Patreon. I've been doing more behind the scenes. I'm trying to make Patreon popping, so I'm doing stuff in there. So subscribe to that, get the behind the scenes looks on all that good stuff, and I think that's it. Yeah, we out.
Hey, we out.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.